Welcome to the Fed Mission Success podcast series. Alan Pinkleton began his IT career at the IRS in 1983 and recently joined MACPAR as the Contract Program Manager for Unified Communications, where he will be helping MACPAR's IRS customer to enhance overall business processes and performance. And today we are speaking with Alan about why he joined a small business like MACPAR after his career in government. And Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, likewise. And I know we did a Q&A with you back in March, which really kind of dove into your background and your vision, but I would love for you to kind of remind our followers about your background. Tell us about your background again, if you don't mind.
Sure. I literally started my career as a surprise. I was working on my MBA in systems analysis, and my professor said, I've got an interview for you come Monday. I said, well, great. Who's it with? She goes, just be here on Monday. So she wouldn't tell me who it was until Monday when I showed up. And she said, the IRS. I'm like, well, you're kidding. And she said, no, you need to listen to what's going on. And I became quite intrigued. I decided to go ahead and do the interview. But what I discovered was that at the time, the public's view of the IRS was that it was significantly IT engaged. And however, that was just not true. They had mainframes that processed tax returns, but those tax returns literally had to be typed into the system, by hand. And in field operations, there was literally nothing. The revenue officers, revenue agents, and investigators were using forms and pads and pencils. There was nothing, no distributive data processing at all. And they were about to start that whole endeavor to provide that capability out into the field. And they were purchasing mini servers and laptops, which we sort of laughed at because we called them draggables because they were about 40 pounds each. That's how I started my career. And I had a very insightful and visionary for a director. And his desire was to develop applications for the field operating business units, particularly on criminal investigation, examination, and collection. So I was on the programming team that wrote the first case management system for exam and criminal investigation, as well as the national travel voucher application. So my career has been totally in the field operations aspect of IRS. So I've been able to grow and learn all the specifics of the business, their needs and requirements. So it's been quite the journey. And so I've never left the field operations. I've stayed in that area of support. And 38 years later, it's quite engaged as far as its data processing and field operations capabilities.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good stuff right there. And, you know, with your experience and moving away from working at the IRS, you're now at MACPAR. And we'd really love to hear why you chose to work at a small business like MACPAR.
Well, I was fortunate. Part of my career included a number of national projects where we were either implementing a new technology or transitioning to a new capability or operation. And in doing so, I had the pleasure to work with a number of contracting companies, both large and small. And, you know, having worked within the IRS, of course, it's a huge agency, lots of bureaucracy, culture, personalities associated with that organization and each of its divisions. And I learned quickly, you know, how to navigate, how to manage that through relationships. And so working with contractors, that was a whole different area of business, which I enjoyed. And I found that, you know, I was unlike many of the government sponsors where I truly appreciated my contractors. I made them a part of my team. I never really referred to them as contractors. They were simply a part of our organization that supported whatever project or initiative that we had going on. But having said so, I got to know, you know, of course, the individual contractors, but I got to know their companies. And so I was quite drawn and had noted over the years the difference between, even though a small company in its operation, I soon learned that the company is just a reflection of its ownership. When you deal with a small company, you have to acknowledge that the impact and the influence of its owners is going to drive the company's vision, their focus, and the people that they employ will ultimately work for you or with you. And so I liked what I saw with respect to certain companies. So it's much more focused on the customer. There's opportunity for focus on creating a culture for the employees, which is supportive. And I enjoyed the fact that the small companies are much more engaged in operations and working relationships with whom they're contracting with. So I wanted to consider them. Although I did have several offers from some rather large companies, I was approached by MACPAR, and I had met Mustaq on several occasions in a social event, the quite infamous Imran dinner parties. And so I had some idea of how Mustaq operated and some of his priorities as far as operation. And so in choosing a small company, my criteria was pretty exact. I wanted a company that cared about its employees, focused on the customers, was engaged with the customers, had established working relationships, and basically just cares about its people, cares about the work, cares about its clients. And so that was the impression and understanding I had with Mustaq and SEMA. And so that was what I was looking for. And I have not been disappointed at all. I'm very much enjoying what I'm doing and with whom I'm doing that work with.
That's excellent, Alan. Love those insights there. In many ways, you answered my next question, but I'll still ask it anyway. Maybe we can go a layer deeper, because you really talked about why small companies are really, from your experience, great to work with, but really from, I guess, a bigger picture perspective, why are small companies like MACPAR, for example, really best positioned to help government best meet the mission, if you will?
Well, again, they've got a more focused working relationship. With that comes a knowledge of customer requirements and processes, procedures. They're much more in line with the vision and the mission of the organization or the agency. The bigger the company, those type of principles and ideas and priorities, they begin to be diluted. The further the leadership is from the field operations, the more dependent on the individuals that are in between what used to be direct working relationships. And so unless your first line managers or your first line operational program and project managers really share and implement the same type of strategies, you have a tendency to lose that. And I've seen that in a number of companies. And again, you've got to have that vision. You got to have that direction. You've got to continuously ensure that that's being carried out. And I think the bigger companies kind of, even though they may feel and proclaim that they're doing that, I think they just hope that it's being happened as opposed to being a part of making it happen.
That's excellent. You know, Alan, really love all of your insights today and really appreciate your time. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, you know, again, it's just that there's a lot of people who are looking for the same opportunity that I've been given. Unfortunately, there's a lot of promises that are not fulfilled. I see it in the contracts, proposals that I used to review. And that's one of the reasons why I've always reached out and tried to make some kind of connection with a company or to investigate and to validate. The best basis of evaluating a company's intention is to talk to its employees. And so, you know, that again, that was what drew me to MACPAR. A number of employees that I spoke to, you know, very fulfilled, very comfortable, very happy personally and professionally. So just one of those perspectives that you gain over time. I was taught early, trust but verify. And so I've learned how to do that as well. But no surprises with MACPAR. And I, again, very grateful for the opportunity to be here.
Excellent. Well, this concludes this MACPAR Fed Mission Success podcast interview with Alan Pinkleton, who's the contract program manager for Unified Communications at MACPAR. And as you heard, Alan was kind enough to share his insights into why small businesses are best poised to really help government. And Alan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.